All right, time now for more trivia on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Freddie Cogger in here, fresh off a tour of the Northeast.
Correct.
Heading up and down the coast.
What would you say if I sang out of tune?
Gigs. Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Do you know what the original lyric was?
Not sure.
It's not a trivia question.
Remind me.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and throw a tomato at me?
That was originally the lyric?
Yes, and Ringo refused to sing it.
I'm glad he did. That was a good judgment.
Because
on his
at
part.
One point in their career, George mentioned that he liked, I think it was like gummy bears or something like that.
Yeah.
And so whenever they would appear, they would be deluged by...
With gummy bears?
Being tossed onto the stage.
Oh,
so Ringo went, I'm not singing tomatoes at me.
Yeah. Wow.
So they changed it, would you stand up and walk out on me?
I'm glad they did.
Yeah. Good call by Ringo.
Yeah, that would not, that wouldn't fly anyway.
Well, I didn't think it even, the meter.
The crummy lyric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, that's the story that I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
It could very well. Ringo recorded that song like at 6 in the morning after he'd been recording all night. In fact, he was done.
Yeah.
Was walking up the steps of Abbey Road to leave, and all three of the Beatles went, hey, where are you going?
Yeah.
Because they had made an agreement. No rehearsal or recording session would ever end without all four voting, it's time to go.
Okay.
And so they went, nah, come on back. Let's knock out the vocal to this.
Yeah.
So he drags himself down, and it may have helped that he was just tuckered out.
Yeah.
Because it's a great rendition.
Yeah, it is. Well, what's your question?
Okay.
Has nothing to do with that, right?
Paul McCartney claimed
that
Sgt. Pepper's was inspired by what album?
Huh.
By which group?
Oh, yeah. I got that.
Give us a call if you know the answer. What was the inspiration, according to Paul McCartney, for the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? You know the answer. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245. And if you're the first correct caller, you'll get a $20 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Where you are so
good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know what album inspired Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
And on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? It was Pet Sounds, Beach Boys.
Correct.
Yeah.
Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And one masterpiece led to another. And to complete the circle, if you will, Brian Wilson said that Pet Sounds was inspired by the Beatles' Rubber Soul.
That's right. They really admired each other.
They had kind of a healthy competition between the two groups.
Mutual admiration society.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
And Bruce Johnston, who had replaced Brian on the road playing bass parts and also keyboard and what have you, took an acetate copy of Pet Sounds over to England and played it for them.
Yeah.
They were blown away.
Yeah.
If you listen to the Beach Boys and you listen to a lot of the Sunshiny California Girls, Help Me Rhonda, Surfing USA, and then all of a sudden in 1966, 67, out comes this masterpiece. This unbelievable tune or album.
Yeah.
And it blew people away. And it's still usually referred to by most critics, including Rolling Stone, as the second best album ever recorded. And, of course, number one.
Sgt. Pepper's.
Yes.
Yeah, they inspired each other to do their very best.
Yes.
And I'm glad they were out at the same time. That's great.
Wouldn't it be nice with a little help from my friends?
Exactly. That's right. I'm struggling to come up with some more right here.
Billy Shears.
Look, there's lovely Rita Meter Maid outside.
Good morning. Good morning. Right. How many holes are there in Blackburn, Lancashire?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Dum!
Longest note in history.
Which John Lennon included a high-pitched dog whistle that no human ears could pick up, but dogs could. And there is some speculation that that was done in tribute going back to Pet Sounds. How about that?
I hadn't heard that. That's great. Good stuff.
Thank you.